day of Sagittarius has come. Toxa Kikuchi makes an alliance in blood. Ashitano Joe rendered a pretty boy. All that and the worst kept secret of 2010 in this week's Friday Ace. Welcome to this week's Friday Ace. I'm your navigator, Mike Dent, and somehow I just barely managed to survive Snowbageddon 2010. It wasn't easy, especially after I caught a rather nasty stomach virus that took me out of action for the whole weekend. However, in my sickly state, there was at least one glimmer of hope. My regaining the ability to play Street Fighter 4 thanks to a replacement flight pad that came in the mail, cause yeah, the last one kinda broke. That and the demo to End of Eternity, otherwise known as the JRPG you will never be able to play. Google it and behold its aerial gunplay splendor, but not before you hear what I've got in store for you this week. First up, it's the short but sweet news recap known as the Highlight Reel, followed by this month's penultimate 5 in Tune. Wrapping it all up is this week's watch list. Spoiler, Hulu's involved again. All set? Now, go Google End of Eternity and watch the awesome promotional video. Don't worry, I'll wait. Seriously, it's that awesome. Go right now. Remember, you're never going to be able to play it. Now, this week's highlight reel. Do you consider yourself a fan of Makoto Shinkai, the man behind some of the most beautiful works of animation to come out of Japan in the past decade? If that's the case, then mark your calendars like all the other fans all over the world who are getting ready to celebrate this year's Global Shinkai Day from March 5th to 7th. Which is weird that a day is being celebrated over 3 days, whatever. The fan site Cherry Blossoms Falling is at the core of this event, encouraging everyone to show some love for Shinkai, along with holding contests for inspired AMVs, essays, and the like. To coincide with the festivities, Crunchyroll is set to stream 5 centimeters per second, Voices of a Distant Star, and The Place Promised in our early days for 48 hours during the event. If you want in on the fun, head on over to cherryblossomsfalling.myfastforum.org, or if you're too lazy to remember that link, just hit up the show notes. Photos have been appearing at posters from the various films being pitched at the recent European film market, one of which showed up on Twitch Film this week and shook me to the core. Mutant Girl Squad. Only showing the image of a Japanese girl behind a rusty iron mask, the poster reveals not only that it's an anthology film, but also the unholy trifecta that's directing the installments. Yoshihiro Nishimura, director of Tokyo Gore Police, Noboru Iguchi, director of Machine Girl and Robo Geisha, and Tak Sakaguchi, the director of Sakigake Otokujuku and Yoroi Samurai Zombie, better known the world over as being the lead in Ryuhei Kitamura's Versus. Yeah, he's a director now. Filming is currently underway with a summer release in mind. Until then, be afraid, folks. Be very, very, very afraid. This is the North Star TV series box set, episodes 1 through 36, coming out June from Discotech Media. Do I really need to say any more about this? So, Space Battleship Yamato's getting a live-action adaptation. Gantz is set to get one, too. What's next? Live-action Ashitano Joe? Oh, no, wait, never mind, that actually got announced this week. According to the Daily Saizo web magazine, the legendary boxing manga Ashitano Joe will be made into a live-action film. With filming to go until May, one could guess that this is also being shot for a summer release. There is one thing that worries me. Tomohisa Yamashita is apparently playing the title role. He's better known as being one of the members of the boy idol group News. Look, as long as this doesn't turn into a repeat of the talent vacuum that was the 2004 Devilman movie, I'll be content. But until then, I'm gonna be skeptic. Sci-Fi Japan reports that Shout Factory is set to release the early Showa-era Gamera films on Region 1 DVD. Best news I heard all week. After years of unlicensed DVDs and videos flooding the markets, Shout Factory is settling the score once and for all with this line of special edition DVDs. The line starts May 18th with the newly remastered first film in the series being released as Gamera, the Giant Monster. While this is great and all, I can only count the moments until I can get a special edition copy of Gamera the Super Monster. Best monster movie ever. Lastly, this one's for all the Haruhi fans out there. Actually, this may be for the Legend of the Galactic Heroes fans out there too, because this may apply to both of you. Remember that episode of the show where Haruhi and the SOS Brigade played Day of Sagittarius? That fleet battle computer game that looked really, really fun? Yeah, get this. It's coming to the iPhone and iPod Touch, and it's available in English. Hit up the show notes for a direct link to download this wonderful, wonderful app. Lastly, the tangent of the week. I may be late to the party as I wanted to put this in the first episode of Friday Ace, but completely forgot, but it's still the coolest thing ever. Programmable USB foot switches. I couldn't even begin to make this up. So the idea is you can plug these things into your computer's USB ports and set them up to do specific tasks, such as double-click, or hit Ctrl-Alt-Delete, or emergency hentai folder window minimizer, which is what I'll bet a lot of these things are being used for. If you're interested in getting one, good luck. According to AcubaBlog, when these things started selling last month, they sold out almost instantly. For more tech specs and photos, guess where you can go. I'll give you a hint. You're probably staring at it right now. No, not your pencil, the show notes. Just go. And this week's honorable mention, Black Dynamite is now available on DVD and Blu-ray. Make sure you do everything in your power to procure a copy of this, the most important film of 2009. That is all. Dynamite! 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 Insert clever transition here. I mean, here comes Five in Tune. In case you're new or you still haven't figured it out by now, here's how this works. I'm going to give you the top three Japanese music singles from this past week's Oricon ranking, one single that deserves your attention, and the one release you probably should have gotten this week. And remember, every time you download Japanese music, Patrick Macias kills a kitten. Here are the top three singles in Japan right now, as deemed by the Oricon weekly single ranking. Starting at number three. Number two, Sakura. And number one, by Aiko. And while these are great and hunky-dory, the one single you should care about out of the entire top 30 for this past week, this is my own judgment, got nothing to say, Moshima, Hokani, Nikamo, Chikasso, Koyusa, Kanzen, Kankak, Shurima, Gamok, No Nasa, we'll say it, Sankaku Dreamer by 1OK Rock. And the release you probably should have bought? Muryoku na Jibun ga Yurusenai by Damija. Go hunt down these tunes. In the meantime, if you're hot on the Japanese indie scene and you've got something that deserves our attention for next week, shoot me an email. fridayace.ousa@gmail.com. Alright, let's wind this down. Here comes the watch list. Here's some interesting things from this week that you might want to check out. For all those aspiring animators and filmmakers out there comes the storyboard book. Sold in packs of 3 for 12 bucks a pop, these little pocket-sized notebooks are perfect for scribbling out storyboard frames and notes on the go. Get yours now, because these things sell like hotcakes. Capcom finally let the worst-kept secret of 2010 out of the bag by featuring a brand new Super Street Fighter 4 trailer that confirms all the rumors. The SF3 trifecta of Dudley, Ibuki, and Makoto will be appearing in the game. Following this, Capcom also revealed a slew of new videos unveiling their new Ultra Combos. Capcom fans, you might want to bring an extra pair of pants for this one. The Criterion Collection has worked their magic and arranged to have the first 6 films of the classic Zatoichi series featured on, where else, Hulu.com. With all the times I've been mentioning their site as of late, you'd think they'd start throwing bags of money at me via catapult already. Lastly, check out the first episode of Battle Hero Absolute, brought to us by the crew over at Jabroni Pictures. This tokusatsu-inspired web series kicked off this week to widespread acclaim. Come for the action! Stay because I'm kind of in it. And with the conclusion of the list, that's it for this week's Friday Ace. Checking out this week's Friday Ace. If you'd like to send me comments, questions, feedback, or even tips for future stories that pop up during the week, send me an email at fridayace.ousa@gmail.com. And for those who've been wondering if we're going to get an RSS feed, we're still working on it. I'm sorry, I know I sound like a broken record at this point, but unfortunately, Snowmageddon and KatsuCon kind of got in the way. But it will happen, so help me, it will happen. For now, stay tuned to the Otaku USA Twitter over at twitter.com/otaku_USA, and even stay tuned to my Twitter at twitter.com/guygender. Until the next, I'm Mike Dent, and this is Yakety Sax from Benny Hill set to the climactic final battle in Kill Bill Volume 1. Go to the show notes to check out the full clip, but make it snappy. I'm sure this won't even last the weekend with the traffic it's going to be getting. See you next Ace! Friday Ace, the podcast edition, is published under a Creative Commons 3.0 share-alike non-commercial license. For more information, please visit creativecommons.org.